most trusted and connected man in Utah.
Senator Steve Urquhart with us.
Thank you.
Doug Wright.
Good to be on the Doug Wright Show, where Utah gets its civics education.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay, we are all collectively in awe of these individuals that have just come into our studio. And it's really an honor for me to introduce all of you to the Iron Cowboy right here in studio with us, James Lawrence and his wife, Sunny. And I understand we have your wingmen here with you. James, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. I've been lost the last week without my wingmen. So I woke up the first day and I'm like, wait a minute, why isn't there breakfast made for me?
I wake up every morning and I go, why isn't there breakfast made for me? All right, I've got to ask you.
Yeah.
Let's talk motivation. For those who just tuned in, for those who have not heard our build-up to this, for those who did not hear our story on this yesterday, you have done 50 Ironmans in 50 states in 50 days. Am I delusional?
No, you got that right.
your wife, Sunny, is here.
She's a saint.
I was going to say, Sunny, you got to lean right into that microphone and holy cow. Where did all of this come from, and what kind of support did it take from a loving spouse to make this happen?
Well, I married the guy. I knew what I was getting when I married him, right?
So you knew he was crazy.
Oh, yeah. His stuff never surprises me.
It is just amazing. James, let's talk a little bit about the motivation for you to do this. I understand it was childhood obesity.
Yeah, we partnered with the Jamie Oliver Foundation, and I've got 5 young kids, ages 12, 11, 9, 7, and 5. And you know, I just wanted to find something that would resonate with me. And we did some research online, and the Jamie Oliver Foundation just stood out to me as a foundation that does great work and educates the kids and does school programs and talks about real food and how to prepare it, how to grow it. And one of the things that really stood out to me was the family aspect of it.
Describe to us what an Ironman is for those who might not know. It is 3 riggers, and what does it entail?
Yeah, it consists of a 2.4-mile swim, followed by a 112-mile bike ride.
Okay, I'm already out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm already done.
And then it's followed by a traditional marathon, which is 26.2 miles.
Oh, yeah, just a traditional marathon.
Yeah, you know.
You know, I think of the people that train for that all year long. And on the 24th of July, or maybe somebody will have a bucket list thing to go back to Boston and
sure.
do a marathon. And you did 50 in a row. That to me, James, is almost incomprehensible.
Yeah, we were... I knew it was possible from day one, and I know my team did, but it was the overwhelming majority that said, you know, there's no possible way.
When James came to you, Sonny, and said, okay, I'm going to do 50 marathons in 50 days to try to draw attention to a worthy cause, what did you tell your husband?
I was ready to throttle him because he wasn't quite finished with his previous world record. So in 2012, I completed 30 Ironmans through 11 countries, and we were just finishing race number 27, and he says, I have this idea. And I tell you what, I told him he had to wait till February to talk to me about it. And initially it was going to be in 2014, but we agreed that 2015 would be a better year to give us enough time to recover from that previous event and to prepare and get ready physically for this event.
Okay, I've got to rewind here. Tell me that again. What was his previous goal? 11 countries and how many?
So he currently holds 2 world records. The one for the most half iron distance, he did 22 in 30 weeks in 2010. And then in 2012, he did 30 full Ironmans through 11 countries. So both of those are registered through Guinness Book of World Records.
That is just incredible. And before that was even completed, you'd conceptualize the idea for this one.
Well, I know this sounds bizarre, but I was at race 27, and I didn't feel like I had found my mental and physical limits in 2012. And we did all official events, and when you go to official events, all the participants are hyper-focused on their day and their event, which totally makes sense. And I didn't raise enough money and awareness for the charity and the cause, and which is why I wanted to do my own self-plotted events for this time around. Because one of the coolest things that we did was we invited the public to come out and join us. And so every state that we went through, man, people just came out and participated with us for the swim, the bike. And then every single day, we did a structured kind of 5K where the public came out and participated with us. And I just got to say, I want to say a huge congratulations to my daughter, Lucy. She's 12 years old, and she set just an unbelievable example to the youth and the kids out there. She did all 55Ks in all 50 states in all 50 consecutive days. Wow. So it was an unbelievable example that I was able to set for her. And then in turn, she turned around and set the ultimate example for these kids.
I can't imagine the logistics of this, to find a body of water, to find a path for the bicycle ride, to find the route that you would take for a marathon. I mean, just to pull off one marathon, I know people have planned for months just to do one.
Yeah, logistically, I mean, it took me personally just hours and hours. I had to set up all the courses. I started working with, we call them state ambassadors that kind of volunteered to help us out. We did all the marketing, we did all the fundraising, we did all the, I mean, it was like running a small business on top of all the physical and mental preparation that we had to do.
Just incredible. I know that there were some real tough moments in this too. Yeah, he laughs. Rather than cry, he laughs.
No, I can do both right now if you want
me
to.
Yeah, that's right. When we come back, first of all, I want you to introduce us to your wingmen and talk about their role. I want to walk through where you started and how you even come about plotting this out. And there had to be moments where you were just going, wow, shoot me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, all of that. We'll get the dark underbelly of this as well?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. It'll be true confession when we come back here on the Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. What an amazing story. Again, for those who just tuned in, 50 Ironman competitions or events in 50 days in our 50 states. And the man that did it, James Lawrence, with his team, including his wife, Sunny Lawrence, here in studio with us on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. By the way, if you'd like to text in any questions that you might have, I've got a gazillion, but I'd like to ask questions on your behalf too. Text us.
Navigate modern life with the browsers. Coming up from 1 to 3, then get traffic and weather starting at 3. Everything we do is news. KSL News Radio.
When you list your home with the average agent, the National Association of Realtors reports that average agent spends less than $250 a month on marketing, less than most car payments. Now, Joshua Stern of Keller Williams spends thousands of marketing dollars each and every month to create a demand and sells homes fast for top dollar. You'll sit down with Joshua Stern, agree on a price and a time frame in which the home will sell. If it hasn't, he will buy it. And he also knows that he needs to earn your business each and every day so you can pull out of that contract at any time. But you're not going to, because just like Ron, who tried to sell a home in Bountiful, three different agents, Ron was skeptical, but he called Joshua Stern. They put together a grand opening that created multiple offers, and Ron's home sold in less than a week above the list price, $375,000. Call Joshua Stern at 444-9100, 444-9100, or go online, sternsellshomes.com. If I were selling my home, I'd be going to sternsellshomes.com.
We've been telling you that Trio is a retirement community that you need to see to believe, and now you can.
Trio's South Ogden location, it's now open. They're having a great time getting to know their new residents and showing off the community.
It's not too late to reserve your apartment and join the Smarty Club.
Move in by July 31st, and you could receive some huge incentives.
Receive a $5,000 rent credit.
Choose between getting your moving expenses paid for or a flat-screen TV for free.
Plus, everyone gets an iPad when they move into Trio, because one of the things that is so unique about Trio is that it's so connected.
You'll also get four complimentary guest dinners every month for a year.
Call 801-475-4004 or go to betrio.com.
That's BETREEO.com.
Or better yet, stop by for a visit and take a look around. You're going to fall in love with Trio.
Check out their new location.
I didn't start my own business because I wanted to put in 100 hours a week. Working harder was never the goal. I wanted to work smarter, so I talked to Zions Bank. And it was the most unexpected, surprising experience. They weren't in a hurry to sell me something. They took their time. They listened. They seemed genuinely interested in knowing my business and where I wanted to take it. They got that my business wasn't just work. It was personal to me. You know, it was refreshing to find a bank with local decision-making and people I can get to know and trust. Zions Bank has this idea that money is about trust and that my business isn't just another transaction. It's a relationship. Who does that anymore?
your business, your own unique goals for success. Zions Bank offers a complete range of products, services, and experience to help your business work smarter. Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Member FDIC.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
With the three things you need to know this hour, I'm Mark Jackson. First, Governor Gary Herbert says he and other state leaders are less than a month away from having a new Medicaid expansion proposal ready to be considered in a special session of the Utah Legislature. Second, a Logan couple facing jail time after being convicted of mistreating an autistic child. Matthew Cromwell, sentenced to 90 days, accused of intentionally harming the child while doling out punishment. Trista Cromwell, sentenced to 70 days. And third is ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Joan Bennett. New York prison employee Joyce Mitchell in court today, pleading guilty to helping two killers escape last month. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Wiping tears beneath her glasses, Joyce Mitchell sat at the defense table wearing prison stripes and signed the paperwork to indicate she pleaded guilty to helping two murderers escape Clinton Correctional Facility. Mitchell admitted she gave Richard Matt hacksaw blades, chisels, and other tools he and David Sweat used to cut through their cells. She'll be sentenced in late September. Between now and then, the judge told her, "You must not get into any kind of trouble."
The Coast Guard has expanded its search for two 14-year-old Florida boys who went missing after leaving Friday on a fishing expedition.
Your weather for today, expected to be 78 degrees, a beautiful day in store. Sunshine along the way, 53 tonight's low, right now 62 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Now back to the Doug Wright Show, KSL News Radio.
The breaking news keeps rolling when you're at work. Use the audio stream at KSL.com for Doug Wright and KSL News Radio.
I'm so honored to have this entire team here in studio with me. I'm just inspired, in awe, and honestly, I just I can hardly imagine what it must have taken to pull this off. The Iron Cowboy, the team here in studio with me, James Lawrence and his wife, Sonny Lawrence. James is the actual guy that did the 50 Ironmans in 50 days in 50 states. But James, we probably ought to introduce this great team of yours, the wingmen. We've introduced your wife, Sonny, but tell us about these guys. What role did they play in making this happen?
Yeah, you know, nothing in life is accomplished without a fantastic or completely reliable team. And I don't know how we chose these two guys. This is Casey and Aaron. They are known as the wingmen, but they have been yin and yang, and they complemented each other so perfectly. And they literally took care of me and made sure that I was up in the morning and eating the food I needed to eat, and was literally there every step of the way, whether it was with some seriousness to get me going or some lightheartedness jokes to keep the mood, you know, the way it should be. And so I honestly don't think it was accomplishable without their help. And as a team, we accomplished this together.
Okay, I have to ask you guys, did you ever have to just drag him out of bed? Did you ever have to just haul him over to the pond and chuck him in?
Yeah, some mornings were pretty rough. I mean, he didn't want to wake up at all a couple times. So get him out of bag, drag him up, and he'd just stand in front of the water and be like, "I don't want to swim." Right, just get in there. So push him in there, and he just started going.
At the beginning, we had what we called the not it game. And when we got up in the morning, the three of us, Sonny, myself, and Aaron, we said not it, and the last one to say not it had to be the one to wake him up, because it was not a fun experience.
Not a fun experience at all, huh? I asked this question off the air, and by the way, we've had several of our texters who have questions, and I want to give them priority in a second. But getting trained for this and up for this and then pulling it off, But what about the coming off of this event? I can't imagine the wear and tear on your body. And I joked. I said, well, you know, what do? Sleep for a week? You can't do that. And you said, no, maybe you do. What are you doing to decompress?
You know, I work with one of the brightest minds in triathlon, David Warden, and he came up with an unbelievable plan to get me ready, and we executed it. And I was fearful to ask him what the plan was coming off of this, and we didn't have that discussion until we had actually finished. And he just said, you know what, you're taking the next week completely off, and it's just active things like massage, chiropractic, compression, rest, nutrition. Starting next week, we're going to implement maybe 4 to 5 hours of light walking, easy swimming, things like that, just to bring me back down off of, I guess, a high. But yeah, I trust him completely, and so far everything's going really well. I've just got a little bit of water retention or pooling in my feet, and we're working that out. And then we're just using great supplements and techniques to bring me back to normal.
Sonny, you were saying that his legs, you know, really, really took a beating, and you noticed that as not only a part of the team, but his wife.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time rubbing those legs out. It was surprising a lot of times that the muscles weren't so much as tight as it was just, a little bit of swelling and things like that. And so we worked really hard to make sure we kept the fluid moving and stayed on top of the muscles from the very beginning to make sure that they were treated the way they needed to be treated in order to perform.
Yeah. I'm dying to ask you what the heck is next, but I'm going to make myself and our listeners hang in for that because I wanted to get to a couple of other questions. One of our texters said, okay, how many calories did you have to consume in order to sustain this? What was the count per day?
Yeah, we initially got it wrong, and over the first 10 days or so, I lost 7 pounds. And we thought there's no way we're going to be able to sustain that. And so the crew just adjusted, and they literally started throwing food at me. I mean, just everything. And we tried to hit 10, and typically I'd hit around 8,000 calories a day. Wow. We got my weight all the way back up, and we were able to maintain it through the entire 50 days.
That is incredible. That is just remarkable. Another one of our texters said, what were you eating in order to maintain this?
Yeah.
You know, 10,000 calories.
You know, my breakfast and morning routine was pretty typical. I'd wake up, have two bowls of oatmeal with, walnuts, coconut, honey, and then I'd go do the swim. And then immediately after the swim, I would always have some type of variation of a burrito or a sandwich that had eggs, hash browns, bacon, pancakes, you know, just as much as we could. We figured I ate 3,500 calories maybe before I even started out on the bike. That kind of loaded me up for the day. And then just throughout the day, I would consume my Energy Lab Nutrition was the staple in my bottles. And then we would just do sandwiches and burritos. And I mean, evening time, I would eat anything. I mean, I remember in Myrtle Beach, we had porterhouse steak and mushrooms and, just side veggies there to finish. But we literally ate, you know, just real food. It wasn't just done on bars or anything. I consumed a ton of food.
What is the strangest place that you biked, swam, and ran?
Never had that question before.
Strangest, yeah. That's
why you come to the Doug Wright Show.
Well, I would say one of the stranger places I biked was in West Virginia. It was a mountainous area, and so we just tried to find anything flat that we could, and I ultimately ended up biking on this limestone crushed path system.
Really?
That was not a lot of fun, but I'd say that was the most unique place that I biked. One of my favorite swims was actually in Pennsylvania. I started to swim, and they said there wasn't a current. And I started to swim up upstream, and I wasn't moving anywhere. And I said, I'm turning around. Pick me up 2.4 miles down the river. And it ended up being one of my fastest swims, which was a lot of fun. And then my best run was obviously in Utah. I love these mountains here. The crowd was the support was incredible, and so that was probably my most memorable run.
What was the hardest moment for you?
my hardest moment was different than what the crew says my hardest moments were, but there was just so many ups and downs. I'm gonna let Sonny answer that.
Okay, Sonny, from a wife's perspective and team members, and then we'll come back to him and see if he concurs. When you were watching your husband, this guy, going through this ordeal, when did you think, I don't know if he's going to make it?
There was a couple moments. There's two that stand out to me. There was one day, I don't remember what state it was, but he'd fallen asleep, and we told him it was time to go out and run. And he breaks out and just sobbed. And every one of us, the three of us, were standing there like, what do we do? Yeah. Later, James later scolded me for not grabbing a camera and getting it on video, but just sobbed. Like, it took him some time. And I finally said, it was in Kentucky. I finally said, I'll go with you.
Which state was this?
No, it was Kentucky. I remember I said.
But number 30, number 45?
No, it was early.
Early
on. It was like maybe 15. We're going to check the calendar
here. We're checking the calendar.
I finally said, I'll go with you. I didn't do any of the runs with him. It was number 17. And I said, I'll go with you. And we got him up and went, and I did a bunch of that run with him. But the state of Mississippi, he ended up arriving about an hour after the motor home. It took him forever to get in the water. It took him forever to swim. He cramped in the swim. The swim ended up taking about 2.5 hours. I went to take my daughter to get a filling repaired. And I came back, and he was asleep in the motorhome, and I about lost it. Because at that point, it was about 12:30. And I was like, get up! You got to get up! So he didn't get on the bike until 1 o'clock that day. The 5K was canceled because it was pouring rain. Mississippi was a hard day for James, a very hard day for James.
Yeah. From the wingman's point of view, very quickly, when did you think, wow, you know, we're going to have to really push this in order and push him in order to make it? What was your moment?
My moment was Arizona. It was a long day for James. It was still at the beginning of the campaign where body was still adjusting. And he had come near the end of his run, his marathon run, and the course had led him back to where we were at, and he still had a few more miles to go. And so we took a loop around the shopping center, and he said, I don't want to go up and down any more curbs. It's too much. So then we just found a straightaway about 100 yards, and we had about a mile left. So we were just going back and forth and back and forth. Yeah. And as we got to one end and we went to turn around, we stopped for a moment, and he started swaying, and he had fallen asleep. And so Aaron and I just grabbed him by the sides, and we turned him, and we walked him, and he mumbled every once in a while, and he never opened up his eyes again, and he doesn't remember any of it. But after we got done, and we got him back in the RV, and he got showered and everything, it was like, I hope he wakes up tomorrow morning. Like,
wow. Yeah.
That was one of those not it games, was the morning after Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, Arizona was a big one. And even while he was running, he's like, I don't know how I'm going to do this tomorrow. He's like, I can't do it. And so we just basically just looked at him and said, and his chiropractor was coming into town. So I said, hey, Dallas is coming into town. He's like, just go to bed. He'll work on you. And then we'll just start over tomorrow and just see what happens.
Just amazing. Just amazing. We are almost out of time. What is next for you?
I'm okay with that question now. It was my least favorite question.
I'll bet.
Because I was so, I needed to be so present and in the moment and concentrating on what I was doing that I always said to people, look, can I just finish what I'm doing? But for me, what's next is this is actually the starting point for us. It's going to give myself and my wife the opportunity to go out and speak to schools and corporations and continue to spread the message and raise money for foundations. And so we want to continue to go out there and empower. And this is really just the starting and launching point for us. And we couldn't be more excited to have accomplished this, to give us that opportunity to do that.
Boy, we could chat for hours here. We really could. Maybe you could steer us to your Facebook page so people can get more information and maybe see some of your great sponsors and what the goals are. And
yeah, for sure. Our website is ironcowboy.co. And all of our sponsors are on there, and all of the links to our social media is on there. But if you go to facebook.com/ironcowboy, it's all on there.
I really am honored to have you guys here. Oh, to the wingmen, thank you so much. Sonny, thank you for sharing your husband with us and the team. And boy, James, congratulations. What an amazing accomplishment. And as you go forward to another goal, keep us in the loop. Maybe we could even do kind of a periodic update on what's happening and where you're at and what's going on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doug.
I would love that. I'm really honored to have you here in studio. And hang in, because I want to get a photo with you guys, okay?
Okay, cool.
I'll make you guys look real good. Guess which one is in shape. All right, it is 10:31. Yeah, this is not going to be a tough question. 10:31 here at KSL News Radio, and we have our Mark Jackson, who is standing by in the KSL 24-hour News Center with our lead story.